Now for some very earthy sounds. In the midst of modern Chinese music famously awash in sappy love songs, young Chinese musicians are innovating and taking risks with ancient musical forms. In the first of two stories, NPR's Louisa Lim met a young ex-punk who's gone back to his roots.
The otherworldly sound of throat singing echoes through a small Beijing cafe. Singer Il Qi is producing two sounds at the same time. Just 28 years old, he's already undergone a musical odyssey. Once the frontman for punk band T9, he raged in profanity-laden songs about the frustrations of modern life. But his direction changed, and now he's one of the forces pushing a folk music revival.
I felt we modern people need to understand more about our past.
For Il Qi, that means a pilgrimage into his own past. An ethnic Mongolian, he was born in Inner Mongolia, which is part of China. But he moved with his family to Beijing at the age of 12. 3 years ago, on a journey of musical self-exploration, he returned to Inner Mongolia. There he learnt the traditional art of throat singing and searched for old folk songs in danger of being lost. He started to write his own music for his band Hungai, like this song about his tubshor, a two-stringed Mongolian banjo.
This song is about my beloved banjo, which follows my emotions. It's like a horse which knows which way you want to go in the grasslands. I want to devote my life and my banjo to celebrate the beauty of my beloved Mongolian soil and my old home.
With the beat evoking horse hooves thundering over the grasslands, this music harks back to the nomads' way of life. That's disappearing quickly, with rapid urbanization and modernization, and as desertification encroaches upon the once massive grasslands. The music critic for the China Daily, Mu Tian, has been following Il Qi's musical odyssey.
He's trying to find back his cultural identity. It's becoming more and more difficult to do so because traditions are disappearing. It's the same everywhere in the world, but probably especially so in China, because China is changing very fast.
What marks out Hungai is their Mongolian roots and the fact that they sing in Mongolian. Here they're treading into politically sensitive territory. Nowadays, less than 20% of the population of Inner Mongolia is Mongolian. Most are Han Chinese. And Il Qi doesn't shy away from explaining how that Chinese influence has changed life.
Most of our people have moved away from the old way of life. After moving to the cities, many of us have gradually been subjected to a very strong cultural invasion by an oppressive culture. So this traditional music has completely lost its space.
Some of their songs show just how fragile that culture is. This one is sung in the Mongolian equivalent of Chaucerian English, a dialect so ancient even the singer who taught them the words could not remember what they meant. Despite the cultural toll, singer Il Qi believes the Sinicization of ethnic Mongolians is inevitable.
Everyone surrounding you speaks Chinese. No one speaks Mongolian. If you don't speak Chinese, you can't survive. It's unavoidable.
Il Qi's musical explorations also expose the contradictions involved in rediscovering cultural identity in modern China. He's an ethnic Mongolian who had to relearn the language to sing in it. And he's singing about a fast disappearing way of life he's never really lived himself. But even so, Robin Haller, who co-produced the band's debut album, says he fell in love with their honesty.
Most bands or musicians in the world, but certainly in Beijing, they're thinking about how to, you know, sell the most records or to get on TV and how to be the most commercial. And there's something quite, I think, romantic and quixotic about the band and the way they go about doing what they do.
Their new album ends with their party piece, simply named The Drinking Song. And in order to gain that right alcohol-sozzled atmosphere, part of the recording was made after the band had been on a pub crawl. Singer Ilchi describes the song.
Alcohol in a bottle is very docile, like a little sheep, but in your stomach, it's like a tiger.
And with those tigers roaring in their bellies, Hangai sing on. And in that act alone, they're trying to roll back the cultural invasion of the Han Chinese. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
To hear the music of Hangai and see what the band looks like, you can visit nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.